From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. After weeks of criticizing North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions, U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would be honored to meet with Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances to discuss the issue. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
He's still the head of state, there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
Congressional reactions have been mixed to Trump's assertion that he would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un. VOA correspondent Michael Bowman has more.
Many, including Democrat Mark Warner, were taken aback by President Trump's suggestion of a possible meeting with North Korea's leader.
I think it's very dangerous when the President of the United States, whether it's talking about the leader of North Korea or the President of the Philippines with his human rights records, blesses these leaders with their dictatorial and anti-human rights attitudes.
Asked whether anything productive could come from a Trump-Kim encounter, Republican John McCain shrugged.
I doubt it. I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
By contrast, independent Senator Angus King said he would be supportive of some form of dialogue between Washington and Pyongyang. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The White House said there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing, and it won't occur unless North Korea ends its provocative behavior in pursuit of nuclear weapons. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A spokesman for President Trump says the decision to invite authoritarian Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte and other East Asian leaders to the White House is part of a strategy to isolate North Korea. But it was the invitation to the firebrand Duterte that touched off shockwaves on Capitol Hill and infuriated the global human rights community. A Democratic senator, Chris Coons, issued a statement saying President Duterte has overseen the illegal killing of thousands of his own people in the Philippines. By welcoming Duterte to meet with Trump at the White House, Mr. Trump risked giving Duterte's actions and his brutal human rights violations an American stamp of approval. Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on four occasions in recent months, including the April 4th chemical attack on Khan Sheikh Haun that killed nearly 100 people. In a report issued Monday, the human rights group said forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad also carried out gas attacks in last December and in March of this year. The Human Rights Watch report urges the UN Security Council to immediately adopt a resolution calling on all parties to fully cooperate with investigators from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and adopt sanctions against any UN investigators found to be responsible for these or past chemical attacks in Syria. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert for what it called the continued threat of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The alert, which expires September 1st, cites recent incidents in France, Russia, Sweden, and Britain that the State Department says show the ability of Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, or others to carry out attacks. An alert is less severe than a travel warning, which the State Department issues to direct people to consider very carefully whether they should visit a country at all. The Indian Army has accused Pakistani forces of killing two of its soldiers and mutilating their bodies along the border in the disputed Kashmir region. India has vowed retribution for Monday's incident that will deepen tensions between the South Asian rivals. The Pakistani Army dismissed the Indian Army's accusations of mutilating the soldiers' bodies, calling them false, and said it did not commit any ceasefire violations. And security forces in Venezuela fired tear gas to drive back protesters Monday as pro- and anti-government May Day rallies erupted exactly 1 month into a wave of deadly political protests in that country. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.